Now on Boat Radio, the Port of Sawyer radio programme with Shirley Roberts.
All the nice girls love a sailor, all the nice girls love a tar. Oh, there's something about a sailor, well, you know what sailors are. Bright and breezy, free and easy, he's the lady.
Today we have a unique opportunity because I'm travelling on the Sawyer tram. We've just left Sawyer and we're heading for the Port of Sawyer, and I'm in the company, the august company, of my friend Tolo. Welcome, Tolo, to Boat Radio.
Thank you so much. It's a real pleasure.
Tolo, you are Sawyerik, is that not true? You are
yes,
a Sawyerik,
of course.
But
of course,
I have to say that there is a bit of an accent.
Yes.
So
yes,
what's your French connection?
My French connection, because a long time ago, before the tourists coming to Mallorca, everybody in Sawyer had to immigrate, that's right. And most of them, they went to France. And for that, I'm born over there in France. This time in 1947, I born. And until 1962, I came back in Mallorca.
So your parents they emigrated to France because of the very economic reasons.
Yes,
so that's
yes.
Why you were born there.
That's
but
right.
It's true to say that your mother never left her heart in France. Her
no,
heart was
never,
always here.
Never, that's right, that's right.
So every year you came back here.
Yes,
and
that, yes.
So you're
from just when I was 8 years old, 9 years old, yes.
Every year?
Yes, yes.
So did you spend all your summers in Sawyer?
Well, not all the summer. Maybe a couple of weeks or 3 weeks, only that, yeah, yeah. Because they were very busy in the summer over there in the shop.
Yes.
And my mother, they need to help my father, you know, the parents, to run the shop, you know.
So when you came back here on holiday,
yeah.
What was your feeling? Did you think one day this is the only place you wanted to be?
My mum knows that. My mum knows that we were very happy when we come in here, because it was a totally different life of when I was living in France. Very opposite life, you know.
So when you came back here as a child to Sawyer, what did you find? Did you find all your relations and everything?
Yeah, when you are young, 15 years old, 18, you find your way, you know, you find nice people everywhere. You know, it's always a way to make friends, and you go going to school as well. You understand, I was learning that to learn Spanish, the Castellano, because
yeah.
I was only speaking Mallorquin.
Yes, so your languages as a child then were French
and Mallorquin.
You lived in France,
yes.
And Mallorquin.
Mallorquin, that's right.
So when you came here to live permanently, then Castellano was something you had to learn.
Yes. That's right. It was difficult for me at the beginning. But you know, when you have to study and you have to learn, you learn.
And where does your language naturally go now? What do you dream in? Which
for
language
me,
do you dream in?
For me, doesn't matter really, because I'm sorry to tell you that, Chile, but I'm a real, real European guy, you know what I mean?
Okay, all right then, I won't go down that route.
Sorry, Chile.
I'm glad you're European, because in fact, Sawyer represents Europe. In fact, it represents more than just Europe. There are so many nationalities that live here.
That's right.
So when you came here to work and to live and to settle, what was your route then? Because I know that you spent a long time on this very tram that we're on.
Yeah.
And you looked after all the tourists and
yes,
you got tram stories.
And the local people as well. And the local people, not just the tourists, you know.
Indeed, yeah.
Because the local people with the tram, it's like it belongs to them, you understand? It's the heart of Sawyer, you know, the tram.
So long before the tourists developed over the last 30 years, the tram has been in existence for the last 100. So what happened before that? How was it used before for locals and
for... Because Sawyer, before the tram, before the train, it was an island, always been an island in another island, you know what I mean?
The island within an island.
Yeah, that's right. And the connection with Palma, with the big city of Palma, they went by horse, you know, with
the horse and cart.
That's right. It takes about all day to get to the town. You know?
Do you remember those days?
No, I don't remember really. I was a child. But What I heard by my grandfather and my grandparents, you know?
Yeah.
But no, I don't remember this time really. Only I remember, yes, when I was coming here in the summer with my grandparents, my uncles. For me, it was a real holiday to come on the carriage because they were growing vegetables, you know, they were there. And they were selling that to the market. Every day they were going with a carriage, you know, with a vegetable to sell that. And sometimes they take me on it, and for me it was something.
So the tram was being used to transport the vegetables down to the market?
That's right.
Or down to
the market? That's right, and the train as well. Yes.
And do you remember, was it ever in your time where the tram was being used to transport military equipment?
Oh, of course, because since the Civil War, you have to remember, Puerto Soler was a very important military base.
So, is it true to say that things like torpedoes and things would have been moved on the tram?
I've seen
pictures like that, but somehow it kind of hasn't gone in the back of my mind because it just seems so unlikely. You know, we're on a tram now that's full of people having a nice holiday. But Tola, tell us the story. When you started working on the tram.
For me, I have to say now, with my heart in my hand, it was a real good job. They were paying me instead to pay, they were paying to me to have a good life on the tram. I started, it was at 7 o'clock in the morning and stopped at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Or the reverse, the turn of the afternoon, 2 o'clock until 10 o'clock in the evening, 8 hours.
So you made about 16 journeys a day then?
Yeah, something like that. No, 16, 8 only.
Eight.
If it was, 1 week it was in the morning and 1 week in the afternoon.
Right, okay. And the people, everybody knows you, and they know you because you used to talk to them on the tram.
Well, because I like to contact you. I like to find everybody, you know, like you, Chile, you know what I mean? It's always a pleasure to find some different people, every nationality, you know what I mean?
But, you know, you can talk to them in their own language. This is the other thing.
Well, yes.
This does help.
The pleasure, of course, does help me, of course. Because now if I could find a French, you know, it would be a very pleasure. It's a pleasure for me to speak to him in French, for example, or Spanish, Castellano, or Mallorquin, you know what I mean?
Or English, right now. So in the time of the tram that you, the 16 years you worked on the tram, did you see any changes?
Well,
big changes in the numbers of people?
The change is on a good way for business because more people coming, you know, more every year coming on the tram. That is nice, you understand?
So you're part of a brand. The tram is a brand that is known worldwide now. People come from all over the world.
That's right.
So how many nationalities do you think have come through on this tram, on this journey?
I can't say, but everybody's coming on this tram. You've never been, for example, to see the Sagrada Familia in Barcelona?
Oh, I have.
You don't?
Yeah, I have.
You don't. You imagine about a little the same, you know, smaller, of course.
In my own lifetime here, in the last 20 years, you know, I've watched how many, the completely different volumes of people that are now using the train.
That's right, of course.
And then the connections with the ferrocarril, with the train, the tram, the boat trip.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're bringing thousands of people every day to do that.
Quite right. Very true. Very, very, very true. Very true.
So, I mean, you know, there are many people that know Mallorca, and the first thing they know about it is this journey.
That's true. The most important, they say the travel company, the most important trip is what we call La Vuelta a la Isla. It's the most trip sell to the tourists.
Now, I have to ask you something, because there's a big debate always about how you pronounce the word soya. I'm saying soya, because double L for me is a Y, but that's not how you, as a native, is saying
Say soya, that is in Mallorquin, in Catalan.
Soya is Mallorquin.
That's right.
And sola?
Sola is more English. Really English, solid.
And as far as the rest of your life here, now you are very involved in the French connection. There's a French organization.
And association.
Yeah, what's it called?
Association France à la Vallée de Soya.
And what do they do?
Well, in particular, they do. We have, until now, I have organized some trips, you know, walking trips.
Some now tonight we organize, for example, to the horse race. We have a meeting over there to have a nice meal, for example, barbecue. They are doing as well. The other day they make, participate in a photography concours. It's always something to do. Very, very interesting. Yeah.
So the French connection is still very, very important.
Oh yeah,
important.
Very, very important. Very important. You have to remember, the 60%, almost 60% of the population of Soler have family in France.
That's huge.
Yes.
That's huge.
Yeah. Or speak French, or they have notion to speak French. You know what I mean? See, this is a look. The other day, you have seen that on the newspaper. The gendarmes, the gendarmes are here around in Puerto Soler.
Yeah, yeah.
For the first time, you know?
Yeah.
Like you in Magaluf with your English police.
But there's nobody that needs the French people here don't need their policemen here, do they? They're very well behaved.
I agree with you, but you know, that is a political situation as well. You know what I mean? I think that's something I can't understand.
But actually, it's fascinating. That's a huge statistic. So 60%
of Soler families have
a French connection.
Oh, yes.
That is just the
generation like my age or maybe a younger, you know what I mean? Because now the young kids, I don't see that so much now to deal with them. But 60%, they had family in France. Old family, you know.
Well, when I watch the website that you've got for the French Association,
yes,
there are many, many people that contact it that are looking for their relations, and they're coming from Cuba and they're coming.
That's
from,
right, of course, so Puerto Rico.
Yeah, Puerto,
for example, Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico, the president of Puerto Rico. I don't know if you know, it was a Mayor King. His name was Ballester. And that is a real Mallorcan name, Ballester, you know what I mean? There is a lot of family connected with that.
So was he from Soler, or was his family originally?
No, Soler, Mallorca, because you have to see not just in Soler, they were immigrated from everywhere, from all the island. From Soler it was more France, you understand?
Yeah.
They went to Cuba, but just a few, not so many.
One controversial thing, in case you want to be controversial. What do you think about the tram prices these days?
Well, I would have to say, I have to be very honest, Chile. Don't get now to be angry or something like that. I understand for some tourists it's expensive, €6.
Yeah.
But they come in just for one day, you know what I mean? After it's finished, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
When you go, for me, I've been several times in San Francisco, for example.
Sure.
Huh?
Yeah.
I will look about the cable car, how much it's charged. And they don't travel like that, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
You're traveling on the side, you know what I mean?
You're hanging off the side, you're absolutely right, yeah.
And
yeah.
I remember very much, it was about $11, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
$11 it was, some years ago.
So really, as a tourist trip, this is very reasonably priced.
For me, yes.
And are you proud of all your work on the tram?
Of course, I'm proud.
Yeah.
Of
is this
course.
The biggest?
Oh, it was very exciting. Yeah. Always, I mean, I enjoyed. That was one of my 16 years more happy I had in my life to work on the tram.
Yeah.
Yeah, because before I worked in hotel, and it's a different life, a real different life. You can't be sure about that.
Yeah.
Oh yes, very different.
Well, this has been a great pleasure, and you have so many stories that this is not going to be the only time
I will be always
so
to tell you if
you
need
like
more stories. It's always some more. Too
stories
much
and stories.
Yeah, from Soler. Soler has a lot of stories.
So, Tolo, the twinkle in his eye, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Shirley. Always.